to CFM for 2018.
Get up with Gorney and Ash Pollard.
Just after six for a Monday morning. Hello, mate.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I'm all right.
How was Mountain Sounds?
Mountain Sounds was good. It was big.
I'll
say it was big.
You feeling a bit dusty this morning?
Yeah, well, I went on Friday, two-day thing. So I went on Friday and I was meant to go back the next day and I just went, I can't do it.
You didn't go back?
No, I can't do it. I can't
go. Getting a bit old, mate.
Well.
Festivals aren't your vibe.
Well, I turned 32 in April and, yeah, maybe you're right. I don't know.
That's true. You just become impatient.
Yeah. I should have gone back the next day because one of my mates who works at a radio station in Sydney, he's mates with the Peking Duck Boys.
Oh, so you could have gone backstage.
So he was hanging out with them on Saturday night.
So you had FOMO.
And I had massive FOMO because I could have been partying with the Peking Duck Boys. And now we'll never know what it's like.
Oh, God, I don't think you're missing out on much. Let's just be honest.
To party with Peking Duck?
Yeah, who cares?
I think it'll be all right. Although I did say, what did you do? And they said, they had a caravan out at Carryong and we just sort of hung out there. I thought, if I want to do that, I'll just go to a caravan park.
Exactly. See? Not missing much, mate.
I got a good night's sleep on Saturday, so
good. Now you're fresh and ready for a beautiful Monday morning.
You had a
horrific weekend.
Full-on weekend.
And I'm not a negative person generally. Like, I'm always quite optimistic, look on the bright side, but my weekend, I was rock bottom.
We're going to touch on this a little bit later in the show, but you were meant to move into your place on Friday and that backfired. So
hugely.
You've got nowhere.
I'm homeless.
You are homeless right now.
Yeah, I am actually.
Well, Peking Duck have got an old caravan to carry on if you want to take that on. We'll get to it a little bit later, but if anyone's got any leads on any rentals, get in touch with us because Ash is in need.
Oh, it's dire straits here in my world.
I'll tell you what we do have next, Ash. Tickets to the Sydney Roosters Manly Sea Eagles game this weekend at Central Coast Stadium. If you want to win those tickets, 13, 12, 16 was smarter than who. You just need to pick myself or Ash.
What's the tally? You've lost two, mate. I've won two.
Yeah, I know. Those statistics would show that you are smarter than me.
Yep.
Congratulations. Didn't even really need to do that to find out. But 13, 12, 16, tickets to Sydney Rooster Manly Sea Eagles this weekend at Central Coast Stadium. Did you catch any of the AFLX on the weekend?
What's that?
Oh, it's this abbreviated version of AFL, which was played on a rugby-style soccer field. It's a bit different.
Sorry, no.
Sorry, not sorry, Demi Lovato right now. Smarter than who, that's next. 13, 12, 16, let's play.
Smarter than who?
Smarter than who? I've at least won one of these games, Ash.
Yeah, you've taken one out. That's better than nothing.
I have lost two, though. You've won two and haven't lost one.
But that doesn't mean I'm smarter than you.
Oh, Laura's backed out this morning, which means a spot has just opened up on 13, 12, 16. Now, we've got these tickets this week to the Sydney Roosters. They play Manly Sea Eagles this Saturday, Central Coast Stadium. It's a 6:30 kickoff.
That's going to be a good game.
Yeah, whenever there's a league on at Central Coast Stadium, it goes off. So tickets through tickettech.com.au if you want to win these tickets. I think we might have Laura back, do we? On another line. Let's try this. Laura, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. Sorry, my phone just cut out.
That's all right, mate.
Oh, you're lucky.
That's all right.
Sorry.
No, someone else was going to come in and grab these tickets off you, but it's good to have you back on board. So who do you want to play this morning, myself or Ash?
I think I'll play Ash.
Ooh, where's these questions? Here we go.
Here we go.
Good luck this morning, guys. Best of five. Buzzers are your names. If you get a question wrong, it's a point to the other person. Question number one. What popular Cadbury's product had to be recalled?
Laura.
Yes, Laura.
Caramilk?
Caramilk is correct. Did you get a chance to try Caramilk? I never got around to it.
No, I didn't.
Ooh, did you get a chance to try it, Laura?
No, I didn't try it either.
Oh, people are raving about this thing. And now they're eating plastic. Question number two. Which Friends star just broke up with their long-term...
Ash. Jennifer Aniston.
Is she single again?
Oh, it's never ending.
That poor
Her
woman.
And I have similarities in that sense. We're always single.
In the love game.
Where we're so in love and then we're single.
Oh, no. Sometimes you wonder if it's their partners or them.
No, it's definitely us.
question number three. Spell entrepreneur.
Ash.
Yes. Ash.
Oh, shoot the troops. E-N-T.
Yep.
R. E-N-T-R. E-P-R. E-N-E-A-U-R.
Oh, you've stumbled just at the end.
Damn it.
You got right up until the end. It's N-E-U-R. Two points to Laura.
You're welcome,
Ash.
Laura.
Thank you. Thanks,
you're trying hard on that one. Question number four. What is the highest score possible in 10-pin bowling?
Ash, 12.
300 is the perfect game. 12 is for amateurs. But it's best of five. Laura, you've got it. Well done. I mean, Ash got two wrong and you got one
Look,
right.
It's due to my faults more so than anything else, really,
well,
isn't it?
The game is smarter than who, and if you're getting questions wrong, it means you're just not smarter
just
than Laura.
Smarter.
Hey, Laura, you've got tickets, Sydney Roosters, Manly Seagulls. Do you like a bit of league action on the coast?
Yes, I love the Eagles. Well, my dad does, actually, so I'm going to give the tickets to him.
Oh,
amazing.
That's nice.
Great.
Yeah.
It's always a big turnout. Have you been to any league at Central Coast Stadium yourself?
Yeah, I've been to a couple of games last season, but man, the old Seagulls didn't do too well last year.
No, well, apparently there's more games here this year at Central Coast Stadium. Remember the guys came round and they were telling us about
I
it?
Remember.
So if you're a league fan and you want to see it on the coast, there is more games this year. So keep listening to CFM and we'll have your tickets.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
I'm a Celeb on TV last night. If you watched it or if you missed it, we cover both people with this. Someone who's actually been in the jungle, Ash Pollard.
And we are back at it again. And the next, well, the most recent person to be eliminated from the jungle was...
It's Kerry.
Oh, don't be... Say your goodbye. It's Kerry and we'll see you up in the studio.
Well done,
everyone. Oh, she's gone.
Au revoir, Kerry Armstrong.
Who's Kerry Armstrong again? Just refresh
she's
my memory.
The actress.
Actress from...
Australian actress from...
Old school?
Stuff.
Is she an
stuff
old school actress?
Yeah. Oh, she's been on stuff most recently too. Aussie dramas.
Okay.
TV dramas and whatnot.
All right. So she's gone. You got 30 seconds to tell us all about it.
The latest celeb to be evicted from the jungle is Kerry Armstrong. A great choice, if you ask me, because she was getting on my nerves. David and Lisa Oldfield have now entered as guests of the jungle. Paul Burrell, the butler, says Princess Diana fears Prince Charles would kill her in a car accident so he could remarry Camilla. It was men versus women last night, battling it out again in a blind game of soccer. The guys took it out and had a delicious dinner of lamb chops and potato. When you're starving, that's delish. And a book to bookend today's 30 seconds. I still can't work out if Simone and Josh are crushing on each other.
Oh, they definitely are.
Because the more the season goes on, the hotter I think Josh is.
Okay.
I'm like, you're delish, mate. He is quite smart.
So Josh, for anyone that doesn't know, he's the one that played football for North Melbourne and Hawthorn in the AFL. So he's the one that he gets his top off a lot.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, I know. Like, can you just leave it on, mate? I know you're in the jungle, but just leave it on. But just take it back to the butler for me. The butler who said the thing about Princess Diana and...
He gives away a lot. Yeah.
She feared...
So basically, Princess Diana would write letters to Paul, the butler, and leave it on his desk at the end of the day. And so he'd read these letters, and one of the letters... wrote that she was fearing for her life at one point. She'd sort of had some sort of premonition that Prince Charles was trying to kill her in a car accident.
Is this stuff confirmed or have we seen these letters?
No, we haven't seen these letters.
Yeah, well, he could say anything he wanted in those letters, couldn't he? He's trying to sell his book.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty bold statement to make.
I feel, but I'm almost like, why would you make that up? And at the very same time, why would you give that away about the princess? That's not very nice.
No.
Is it?
interesting about the premonitions, though, and that stuff weirds me out when people kind of predict their own.
Well, then you wouldn't like the housewife in there because she does a lot of predicting, let me tell you.
What do you mean? Is she like a...
She's one of those...
Clairvoyant things.
Yes. Oh, she's annoying. She wants to just walk around and read everybody's bloody mind.
Give us your palm, I'll tell you your future.
All she wants to do is read Paul Burrell because she wants to bring in the princess.
Right. Oh, so she wants to read Princess Diana.
She wants to talk to the princess through Paul.
Yes, I get it. They've all lost their mind in that jungle.
Oh, lost the plot.
Eat a burger, guys, and get back to sanity.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Here's some stats for you from finer.com.au. These are the things you can roll out when you're at your next dinner party. You can say, did you know? One in five Aussies, so 25%. This is through finer.com.au, have dropped their phone on their face while laying in bed. I thought the numbers on that would be a lot higher.
I will admit I have done it more than once.
I've done it multiple times.
Multiple times. In fact, I may have done it on the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have done it, actually, where I have bruised my eye socket.
An injury from dropping your iPhone on your face.
Because as you can see, my iPhone's huge. I've got the iPhone 7 Plus. And on top of that, I have a Lumi case. The Lumi case is designed for selfies, right? So the Lumi case lights up. It's not charged, so I can't show you. But this case...
I'd know that about your case. It lights up as if it's like a photo shoot.
Yes.
For a selfie.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who needs that?
Me.
What?
Because I take heaps of selfies. I've already told you
about
this.
Does that charge your phone as well?
No.
I can understand the extra size if it charges your phone, but just for a better selfie.
Yep.
Come on, Pollard.
Yes.
Come on.
Anyway.
Look, if you break down these numbers, though, that means that... Almost 2,200 Aussies are dropping their phone on their face every single day. So, what about this one? No, I'm just looking at the... No, sorry. I'm just looking at the... because we were chatting to our boss, Yamo, about this before the show this morning as well. And they've also done the percentages on how many people are dropping their phones into the toilet, which I'm someone who takes it into the toilet. So,
have you dropped it in there?
You wouldn't want to run a blue light on my phone. Let's just put it that way.
Yuck.
Never dropped it into the toilet because I've got a pretty firm grip on this thing once I'm in there. But we've got here 14% of Aussies... are dropping their phones in their toilets. 14%. I'm wondering who's going back and reusing that thing. I think once that's in there, that's gone.
Can I tell you the greatest thing about my phone, which essentially is a brick, what with this case on it and everything, is actually waterproof.
Oh, well, that's handy. Well, let's go test it.
No.
Yeah?
Nah.
Let's take it in there.
I don't want to chuck it in the toilet.
Let's give it a go.
Foul.
I mean, why are you taking a selfie in there?
Well, look, I've got to be prepared. I take so many selfies, I need to be prepared. I've got the Lumi case lit up. It's waterproof in case I dump it in the toilet accidentally. Not that I'm taking selfies on the toilet at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have dropped it on my face and it hurts.
Do you know what I do love? I love the people I've seen with it because people are so consumed with their phones these days that you're looking at your phone and you're not looking at anything else around you. And I've seen people walk into things. I've seen people almost walk onto the road when there's cars coming along.
No one cares anymore.
I'd love to chat to these people on 13, 12, 16 if you've done any kind of major injuries.
Have you acquired any injuries using your iPhone?
That a phone related. I mean, how bad was your eye socket one? Were you...
It got me right in the socket. The corner of the phone pinged me right in the socket.
Is that bruise?
Bruised a little
bit. And when people ask you about it, did you say how you did it or did you sort of brush it off?
No, of course I said. I'd never deny it.
So you just said I was taking the
I'd proudly say I was probably taking about 79,000 selfies and I... myself.
We got these tickets to Sydney Roosters, Manly Sea Eagles on Saturday, Central Coast Stadium. For the best call this morning, 13, 12, 16, injuries due to smartphones. When has it happened to you or someone you know?
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
When we get these stats through, which we do, we like to put them to the test ourselves just to see if they've done their proper work, you know? And when they tell us that 21% of Australians drop their phone on their face while laying in their bed, we want to chat to the people that do it. So 13, 12, 16, if you fall into that
category.
21%. And we'd love to hear some injuries due to smartphones. Talia's called us 13, 12, 16 in Killarney Vale. Morning, Talia.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We're well, mate. Now, Ash just admitted she has dropped her phone on her face and bruised her eye socket. What yes. have you done? Can you top that?
I didn't quite drop it, but I did fracture my eye socket.
Ooh. Oh! Doing yeah. what?
So I was actually on my phone, like texting on my smartphone. So I walked out of my house. And my driveway is kind of slanted up, so my car was slanted. And I've opened the car to get in and my legs stopped bending. Obviously, they've just forgotten how to. And I smacked my eye on the way into the car, on the top of the car.
Oh.
And I actually hit it so hard that I knocked myself out.
Oh. Well done. Well done.
Knocked yourself out.
Luckily, my brother was actually across the road and saw me go down. So he kind of ran over. It was terrible.
That's going to be hard to top. We can't top that.
That's a good one.
Tickets to Sydney Roosters, Manly Sea Eagles this Saturday, Central Coast Stadium, 6:30. Tickets through tickettech.com.au. But you are there. So who you said your brother was nearby. You knock yourself out, your brother's nearby.
He was, yeah. So I've kind of just knocked it in a way that I've obviously fractured my eye socket, but I've knocked it so hard that I've just passed straight out and kind of rolled down the driveway.
You actually hit the deck and rolled down the driveway.
I did. I actually just blacked out.
Have you learned your lesson, Talia, or you're still on your smartphone?
Absolutely. No. I pay attention and I've learnt to bend.
The Bear by Bernie Beach Boss.
Yeah, look, Birdie Beach, out near Lake Memora. People know it as the nude beach. And, you know, we want to take people there who want to liberate themselves and feel comfortable in their own skin. And there's nothing dodgy or there's nothing sus about it. It's honestly...
It's good old-fashioned fun.
Good old-fashioned fun. It's not illegal because that's what the beach is there for. That's what it's known for.
Yes.
But we are locking people in as we go. And you're driving the bus, Ash. I've committed myself to run with the people. And if you do want to come along 13, 12, 16, we've got a Facebook group running and looks like this is going to go down on the 7th of April, which is the day everyone can do. But I wanted to get this lady on the show. Now, her name is Rosie Rees, teaches nude yoga in Perth but wants to take it to the States and believes there's a lot of benefits to doing nude yoga, which I'm interested in. I'm interested in finding out what's the benefits of getting nude. For your own self-confidence. But Rosie joins us now. Morning, Rosie.
Morning, Rosie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, thanks for jumping on board. Now, quickly, just tell us a bit about this nude yoga because your first session that you put on, Rosie, was a sellout.
Yeah, it was. It surprised me as well. I didn't think the world was ready for nude yoga, but lo and behold, it was. So I started teaching 3 years ago and I wanted to create a practice for women. A lot of women, actually 90% of women, have severe body image issues and don't love their body. So I wanted to create something that got them out of their comfort zone, that got them really comfortable in their skin. Our naked state is our most natural state. And for some reason, it's just become so taboo and awkward for a lot of people. And by coming to something like nude yoga, and everyone, well, a lot of people go to yoga these days, so it's something that people know of. You know, to get naked on the mat, it's just incredibly liberating.
So do you teach the class Starkers?
I do.
What?
Everyone's Starkers, yeah.
Was that really unusual naked. For the first time having everybody staring at you?
Yeah, well, exactly. No one else is looking at each other. They're all looking up at me, and I actually didn't realise that until the first time I was on the mat in front of everyone.
Oh, see, I would have been so nervous.
And can I ask, Rosie, then, how do you find people that come to, say, the first class and then they've done X amount of classes? Do you notice a difference in their self-esteem and the way they feel about themselves?
Oh, 100%. They come super nervous, very, you know, they have no idea what to expect. And when they leave, it's just seeing the transformation in them. And it's such a simple act, just taking off your clothes, but it's very symbolic for, you know, shedding your insecurities, shedding your fears, shedding what really no longer serves you, and doing it in such a safe place. Nude beaches are amazing, but in a yoga class where, you know, there's no windows or anything like that, it's very private. It helps women just get a bit more comfortable to go to the nude beach, for example.
Well, this is pretty much what we're doing with this whole nudie beach run. I'm not taking part myself. However, Gaundi and a list of other people, strangers even, are jumping on board to do this. And I think credit where credit is due, that is very courageous given that we're doing it outside. And like you said, your yoga classes are very private. This is not private, Gaundi, is it?
No, this is, we're going to be running out of the bus and straight onto the beach and also filmed for online. So, I mean,
this is like the absolute epitome of liberation, if
See,
ever
I
there was
the
one.
I go to the nude beach every weekend.
Oh, you do?
Oh.
Yeah, in Perth, there's a nude beach called Swanbourne, and I go every weekend with my girlfriends, and I usually get about 15 women on board, and it's just it's amazing being, especially in nature.
Oh,
you might need to be the
ambassador for this.
Yeah, I love that.
You know what's going on. This is old hat for you.
I love it. I mean, I haven't always been comfortable with my body, and this is why I love the practice so much, because when I actually started doing nude yoga in my bedroom, I realised how critical I was of my imperfections. And the more I kept doing it, the more I started to just fall in love with those, and not necessarily fall in love, but just accept them and embrace them for what they were.
Well, I love the message that you're putting across with what you do. So that's amazing stuff. And I actually, chatting to you, I feel more confident now. Just doing it, and I keep using the word liberating, but I just kind of think, you know, who cares? You know, just go for it.
Isn't that liberating?
If you can do this, you can do anything, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, well, we
have to start some men's classes, I think.
There you go, mate. If you need a men's teacher, I might have to work my way up to it, but who knows?
Rosie, I'll come over to Sydney.
Please do. And if you're around on the 7th of April, feel free to join our bus, yeah?
I might. Thank you for the invite.
Okay, 7th of April it goes down. And good luck taking this to the States. Have you done that yet? You're taking the nude yoga to the States.
Well, not quite, but I have been invited by a naked yoga studio in New York City. So I will be over there soon. I'm just going to take it worldwide because I feel like the world is ready. And, you know, when you get out of your comfort zone, you grow so much. You know, that's where the growth happens. And it's amazing how after 5-10 minutes, it's so easy. You forget you're naked.
Yeah.
Amazing, mate. Well, good luck with it.
Well, I'm naked right now. I've totally forgotten about it.
You really inspired Ash. She got nude half chat, so.
Do it, Ash. Do it.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
bye.
Mate. 13, 12, 16, if you would like to come along to this thing.
I'm surprised you're not even looking at me. Like, I'm stark as right now, and you're just.
I'm a gentleman, mate.
Yep.
I don't look.
I guess the computer screen's in front of what's important.
Yeah, it's a big computer screen. It's blocking it, so it's doing its trick.
Get up with Gaundi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Listen, what are your thoughts on hyphenated names?
I like a hyphenated name.
What?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I'm not talking about your name and then your middle name. I'm talking about first names that are hyphenated.
Yeah.
Oh, horrific.
I don't mind it. I mean, I don't know if I'm ever going to call my kids with a hyphenated name, but
let me tell you, a British mother has prompted an absolute furor online by declaring that hyphenated children's names are lower class.
Oh, whack on the hyphenated
names. Yeah,
boom,
like, see you later.
Yeah, yeah.
So the woman expressed her animosity in response to a post on this website called Netmums, which asked members for their views on double-barreled monikers. Do you know what a moniker is, Gaundi?
It sounds like something from the royal family.
Not a harmonic.
No, a moniker. It's a monic.
A monarch! Oh!
I said sounds like. Oh, I didn't say it is.
It's a name anyway.
I said sounds like.
Anyway, this woman wrote, and she's from the UK. I live in an area where half the children at school live in council houses. I don't know any child with a hyphenated name that doesn't live in one of them, she wrote. So already this woman is basically letting rip on people that live in council houses and saying that all of them are chavs, which is a bogan in
right.
the UK.
It's a very generalisation, isn't it?
It's a huge generalisation. And for once, I'm saying that she is wrong.
Harsh.
Yeah, she's a bit harsh.
Because when you brought this up to me, I thought, oh, you're going to agree with this.
And then everyone's going to hate me because I'm so mean.
You're going to whack people with hyphenated names. You think she's being too harsh?
Well, she's being rude. I don't like hyphenated names. I don't see the point. But that's my opinion. And I'm sure there are people out there who have hyphenated names and maybe they don't like them. And they're like, Mum, why did you call me? I don't know. I don't even know what my name is. Hold on. Catherine Jane or something like that.
Catherine Jane?
Or Lauren Clare. Oh, I don't know.
I'm just watching you trying to come up with these hyphenated names.
I know, it's hard. See, it doesn't come naturally to me.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know anyone with a hyphenated name.
I don't either.
I don't know anybody. I have no people in my circle of friends with a hyphenated.
No.
So I can't even tell you.
Oh, what about Ava May?
Ava May. See, I like the sound of Ava May.
May, Rose, and Lee are apparently what people put on the end of the hyphenation.
I think it sounds nice. But maybe I'm a man of the bogans. Maybe I'm, maybe I'm with it.
You think that sounds nice?
Yeah.
No.
Ava May. It sounds delightful.
Even though I don't like hyphenated names, I'm still saying this woman was completely, like, she was harsh. That's mean.
This one poor Ava May listening to the show this morning going, damn it. Damn it. Of all the names
why
they can bring
I
up,
have Ava, to be Ava May.
It's me. Damn those guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Hey, revelation on this hyphenated name sitchy.
Yeah.
Mum just texted me to tell me that my niece has a hyphenated name. Bah, bah, bah. Where's that sound effect? We need it. Anyway, her name is Eliza Rose.
Hey, Chris, if you're listening in production, can you get us bum, bum, bum?
Yeah.
Because the amount of times Ash wants it, it's quite frequent. So you didn't even know that your niece...
I thought Rose was just her middle name.
Okay, so...
But apparently not.
Oh, that makes her...
I'm fairly sure we didn't live in community housing.
That makes her a bogan, according to this lady, the news story you brought us this morning.
Yep.
Who says people in lower economic...
Socioeconomic
yes,
backgrounds
have
hyphenated names.
I'm going to battle for the hyphenated name. I think it sounds a little bit fancy. A little bit of something extra.
Mate, you wore a Terry Towling hat on the weekend.
A what?
As if anybody's going to take fancy advice from you.
What did I wear?
A Terry Towling hat.
What's that?
To that summer festival sounds you went to.
Is that a mountain sounds? Is that a bucket hat?
Yes.
No, I didn't wear that.
You still had it on.
I took a photo with it on and it wasn't my hat. Anyway, people are calling through now with their hyphenated names.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the people call through, we follow on with it. But Lloyd is at Nora Head. Morning, Lloyd.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. We're trying to work out if these sound fancy or if this lady's right.
I just think they're pointless because I grew up with a girl called Catherine Ann, and the only time she ever got called Catherine Ann was when her mum was going crook and we all called her Catherine.
Right. So you only get the full name when you're in trouble.
I like you, Lloyd. I put it in the same category as our public housing people out here that want to call their daughters after some African American girl, like
yes,
Shaniqua.
Like what a Melandrier and Shaniqua.
Shaniqua, yeah. I think.
You only have to look at.
I've lost it. Lloyd's got me. He's got me.
You only have to look at Chappelle Corby with Mercedes and that kind of stuff with the fancy. If you want to go down that road, Sandy's at Hamlin Terrace. Morning,
well,
Sandy.
Well, if you can't afford a Mercedes, you might as well call your kid one.
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning.
You got a hyphenated name, mate.
All three of my kids have hyphenated names.
Oh, tell. Let's go.
My son, he's JB. It's JAY-BE.
Oh, that's confusing.
Oh.
That is confusing, mate. Yeah, what are the other
and
two?
And I've got Toria Dane.
Sorry, what?
Toria Jane, T-O-R-I-A, hyphen J-A-N-E.
Toria Jane. Okay, yeah. And the other
and
one?
And then I've got Layla Diane.
Oh. Hold on. Do they have middle names?
My son does. The two girls don't.
What's JB's middle name?
It's JB William Lee.
Oh, my God.
That's like a full rap song. JB William Lee.
Is it, mate? And so, did you do it to sound fancy? Why did you do all the hyphens?
I don't know. I've had Toria since high school, but my husband wanted JB's, and then Layla is my mother-in-law. His name is Diane, so he just wanted to hyphen hers as well.
Couldn't you just, like, name JB just purely J and B? Instead,
I didn't want that, though. That's just too, it's like a BJ, no.
And do the kids like their names? Do they like them hyphenated?
Yeah, they like them hyphenated.
Does anyone
but I agree
actually...
with the other guy. They only get their full names when they're in trouble.
Right, okay.
What does JB get? JB?
Yeah, he just gets that. He's just lucky.
All right, well, we appreciate the call, Sandy. Look, we've got Christy in Tuggeranong. Christy, hit us with yours to round this thing up.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, I just had you on loudspeaker.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Driving.
No, we're here. So are you abbreviated? You got kids that are abbreviated? Hyphen,
no,
sorry,
I'm
not abbreviated.
I'm a Christy Lee, so I'm hyphenated.
Christy Lee. Christy Lee.
Okay. Look at me.
Look at mine.
Christy Lee. And do you often use your full hyphenated name?
No, I just go by Christy. But the part that I thought was funny, that I actually work for Department of Housing.
Oh! So, anybody that calls you, how many hyphenated names are you looking at?
Not many. They're usually like Brax and Jax and Max. They're all really short.
And Shaniqua and...
We've really whacked the Brax and the Jax that are listening this morning that are calling through. But if you work there, Christy Lee, I mean, she would know.
So anyway,
that,
I guess
that is ironic, though, isn't it? That she works at the housing.
Yeah,
that this lady's talking
about.
The
point of the matter is,
yes,
is that just because you live in community housing doesn't mean that you got a hyphenated name, and it also doesn't mean a hyphenated name is bogan.
No,
okay.
I like the
you
ones.
You can have a hyphenated name; it's fine. I don't like them, but you can have it.
I like the ones I heard this morning. I think they sound fancy. I think you could be famous with some hyphenated names. Stick with it, guys. And if you end up
Gordy,
in,
you just
what?
No.
If you end up in Housing Commission, then you prove this lady right, unfortunately. So that's it.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
You've just been watching some footage of the Winter Batchy Games.
Yeah, I'm really into it now.
Where all the contestants, well, not all, but they choose a couple of contestants from around the world to represent the country from people that have been on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Courtney Dobber, he was on Georgia Loves You. I think he finished in the top five, but he's representing Australia. Just before we get him on the show, can I play this audio again of the anthem that they put together for the Winter Batchy Games?
If you would all please stand as we sing the Bachelor Winter Games anthem.
Bachelor Winter Games, to fight for love and more. Oh, Bachelor, sweet Bachelor,
I will be honest, it was one of the more bizarre things I've watched online in the last week. But Courtney joins us right now. Hello.
Morning, mate. Courtney.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, what are you doing?
Representing his country.
Yeah, exactly. It was my dream to represent my country as a young child in some sort of athletic sport. And now I've got the chance to...
And your athleticism is what? Pashing?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a kissing competition. Didn't come away with the gold in that one, but I did finish on the podium, so...
Oh, tell me, who did come away with gold in the kissing comp?
Who won the kissing comp? I feel like I need to kind of keep those secrets under wraps.
Oh,
it hasn't aired. It started to air in the States, is that right, Courtney? But it's still kind of happening as we speak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what about Eric?
The kissing competition is next episode.
Okay, the kissing comp is next, all right. Ash has a few questions about some of the blokes from around the world.
I don't know where to start, to be honest, but I've been flicking through pics and Benoit looks hot in his pic, but then I watched a YouTube video of him and he's got glasses and his face is a lot thinner than what it looks like in his profile pic. So I think I'm going to back out of that
Benoit,
one.
Did you say?
Huh?
Is that Benoit, did you say?
Oh, Benoit, Benoit.
Benoit, Benoit. That's the Australian lingo right there. Benoit. No,
Benoit. Benoit. Benoit.
He's French-Canadian, representing Canada. Great bloke. Falls very, very hard, very, very fast. I think he dropped an I love you in the first 4 days.
To Claire, was it?
And then, to Claire. And unfortunately, he just came on too strong. And look, I mean, that's what the game's all about, really. You've only got a short period of time in the house. So you kind of do have to put yourself out there and put everything on the table. And I don't know, he went too hard, too fast.
Courtney,
didn't quite work out for him.
Mate, I think the problem we have here is that, unfortunately, people in Australia haven't or can't be watching the show for some reason. I don't know why Channel 10 haven't jumped on board the Winter Batchy Games. But so we're kind of talking about people that people don't know.
Don't know.
What I'm fascinated in is the fact that you are representing your country in the game of love. And how are we going, mate? Because we've been watching the Winter Games. We've been getting behind our Aussies, and we love to get behind them no matter what they're competing in. How is Australia going in the Winter Badgie Games? How are you representing us? You doing well?
Mate, doing very well. Yeah. No, have kind of here completely open, obviously, when you go into these things and you're a single bloke, you kind of go, well, you know what, I'll go there and I'll have fun. Of course, there's competitive sports to involve yourself in. You are representing your country and you want to do your country proud, but you're also open and vulnerable to falling in love. And I fell in love.
Courtney.
Can I just say something? Without sounding like a total, I don't even know how to say it politely, but I've been around the world a couple of times and many more, and I have dated many foreign men. And what I will say about having dated foreign gentlemen is that I always come back home to Australia and I crave an Aussie man because there's no BS. The Aussie blokes are just blokey blokes, and that's what I love.
Yeah, that's a fair call. I mean, there was quite a lot of bullshit from some of the contestants from other countries and whatnot. They've just got different cultural ways about going, I don't know, approaching women and conversations, and there was so many language barriers that were just, I don't know, just didn't quite work. There was relationships that formed, and then there was broken English and things said that were perceived in the wrong manner, and then there was blow-ups. It was pretty interesting to be a part of. But as I said, I was kind of on my own little journey once I met this girl and sort of just did my own thing, really. Didn't kind of get involved in too much drama. Just had my own ride.
Well, everybody's pretty good looking. All the contestants are reasonably good looking here, and I have been through all of the blokes. I have done the Zoom and everything and the quick background check. Christian, he's 34. He's the Swiss-German bloke. He looks like a lumberjack, this guy. Like, he's pretty hot. But I actually can say without doubt
now that I've... Actually, if you want to say g'day.
What's that?
Yeah, see, Christian's with me now if you want to say
stop.
Chuck him on the phone with Ash real quick.
Christian.
I just went upstairs a bit. I'll go and...
Are you in the house with everyone right now?
Oh, you're in the house.
No, I'm at my place. I've moved here to Los Angeles.
Oh! Excuse him, what?
Yeah.
He's moved. He's fallen hard.
Well, she lives in another country, and I live in another country, and we thought, well, we met in America. Why don't we move to America and see if we can make this work?
All right, well, look,
it's a clue.
You didn't win gold in the kissing contest, but you've won gold when you've found love by the sound of it, and we've lost one of the true great Aussies. He's now moved to LA for love. Where's she from, mate? Can you tell us where she's from?
Hey, Christian. Hold on, I've just got Christian with me.
If he puts on an accent.
The radio host in Australia has a crush on you. She just sending me a to say hi.
Okay. Yeah, hello, Christian speaking.
Oh, Christian.
Oh, hi.
Oh, my name's Ash, and I've got a bit of a crush on you, Christian. I've done a lot of Googling, and I think you're a very handsome man.
Oh, thanks.
Tell me, you haven't got a girlfriend on this show, do you? Yet?
What is the question again?
Have you found a partner?
Now?
Yes,
are you
on
single?
The Bachelor.
Single or with someone now?
I'm not sure. Maybe Courtney. Yeah. I think Courtney is the best one. Yeah, and I give my best. Yeah, maybe I have a jacuzzi date with Courtney. And
okay, I don't know who Courtney is, but I'll
Courtney's
have a quick.
Courtney's the guy we're chatting to.
Oh, Courtney?
Yes, from Australia.
No.
Courtney's look.
I hope Pete doesn't mind. I think I might book a flight and head over.
I hope that wasn't Courtney just doing an accent. He goes, "Yeah, I'll chug him on."
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
That's what he's talking about, the language barrier. That's hard.
All right. Well, Courtney, all the best with love, mate. And congrats. I mean, you didn't find it with Georgia Love, but you found it over there and you represented Australia well. So well done.
Okay. Now I'm still singing.
Okay, this guy's still
there. Courtney!
We're chatting to all the contestants from the show.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.